Great to be able to get Doug Parisi. He's joining us this morning. He's the director of training at Safe Defend. Hi, Doug. How are you this morning?
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Safe Defend, a company that specializes in creating protection for your home, business, biometrics, how to respond, a long list of items. So I was really glad Doug was able to join us. His company offered Doug up because of the subject of porch pirates, the euphemism we'll be using this morning. Delivery of package, it'll be even more popular this year. I hardly know where to start. How about this, Doug? What happens? What do you do if you literally catch someone red-handed on your front porch stealing packages? What do you do?
Well, they're probably going to run from you, you know, with your package, or they're going to drop it and take off. But I think that the bigger thing about catching them is preventing them from even having the opportunity to steal your stuff. And that's what we want to focus on, is those sort of crimes of opportunity and eliminating that chance that they're going to steal your package.
Well, you know, the temptation's so great. There's a big box. I'll bet you big box has a lot of different stuff in it. They don't care what it is. Maybe they'll sell it online or eBay or whatever the case. So where do you start protecting yourself on this issue, Doug?
The way you start is before you even order it. We get so excited that we get online, we're looking for a certain gift or a present, and the biggest thing we do is we forget to actually plan for the delivery. We just kind of order it and assume it's going to be there. And that's the biggest mistake that we're making, because the default is that the carrier's just going to put it right there on your front porch. And it's that when it's on the front porch or when it's placed somewhere in plain sight, that's where those crimes of opportunity come in. And so there's a lot of things we can do to avoid that.
You know, a lot of people are going to say, but I've got a Ring video camera. I don't have to worry about it. I'm in that Ring video group for my neighborhood. And you know what's interesting is somebody has a robbery like this, the first thing, who is it? Can anybody identify that person? Video cameras really, when it comes to that, they have a role, but they're not an end-all.
Well, they are. So the biggest thing that you need to do is, if you have one of those cameras, get online or in stores, a little sign that says, smile or you're on camera. So if you drive down a street and you see like six of those signs, you know no matter what you do, you're going to be caught. But the biggest problem is that even if you have one of those door cameras, if I park down the street and I have a hoodie and I come up and you can't even, and my face is, of course, masked, because we're all wearing them now, they know they're going to get away with it because you're not going to be able to identify them. But all of a sudden, if they know that every house in the street has those cameras, they really know they've been caught. So that's a great deterrent, like you're saying, but it isn't an end-all be-all. There's little things we can do at the time we order that would probably be better to prevent the theft.
All right, let's start there. What can you do? Because I'll be honest with you, anytime I've ordered a package for delivery at home, I've not seen anything that prompted me to be more involved with my shipper on how to prevent this. So where do you start, and is it different for different providers, shippers?
No, it's generally the same, but usually when you enter in the address or the location where it's going, so most of us have already entered our home address, so we don't look for it most because we're getting things at home. But they have things in there that say delivery instructions, but they also have options for delivering it to the side of the house, the back, or some other location. And that's the thing that we need to start using. If you live in a home, there's no reason to have them put it on the front porch if they can walk around and put it on a back porch or on a back stoop, because then it's out of sight. If you have a large set of bushes to the right of, say, the door, go ahead and have them just set it down in the bushes, and then that way you know that it's at least out of sight from the street. But there's other things we can do, like having it delivered at work. That's if your employer allows you to do that, or if it's a small company and you're the only one, you know, you're going to be there, then just have it sent to work. And then the biggest thing we can do is schedule the delivery. If you know you're going to be home on the weekend, instead of getting it on a Wednesday, just wait 2 or 3 days if you're able to and get it sent there. A lot of people don't turn on the delivery notification, so they're not getting the text and the emails that say specifically that they're en route or that they've delivered it to the home. Talk to your neighbors. Maybe one of the neighbors can walk over and get it, or maybe if you know that you have a neighbor that's at home all day, you can have them deliver it to that house. That way you know your packages are being taken care of immediately. But more importantly is, if you're sending something to somebody else, the surprises are great, but the surprise doesn't work if they never get their package and they don't know to expect it. So make sure that you're reaching out to the person that you're sending it to and say, hey, do you have specific instructions? Where do you want it placed? Do you have your packages here? Because there's a lot of people that never even use their front door, so if they don't know a package is coming, they might go in and out their garage door and never know a package is sitting on the porch for days.
True story right there. You know, because I live in the house and always came in the back door. All right, what about people in Southern Illinois, rural area, that level of isolation that many people in Southern Illinois have because they live outside of town, you know, maybe at the end of a cul-de-sac or maybe on the end of a road all by themselves? What are the options available to them? Because the temptation is there, too, because we have to admit, to a certain extent, in town, we're being watched and maybe sized up as a possibility, especially if you're a frequent shipper. But what about the more rural, isolated locations and deliveries?
Well, the carriers have done a lot of things there, but one of the things you can do is if you have like a garage code where it allows you to enter a temporary code so a repairman can come in your house, something like that, maybe enter in a temporary code on your garage door, put that in the delivery instructions, and then the carrier, they'll show up, they'll enter the temporary code, put your package inside your garage door, enter that code again, or have it shut. Or you mentioned there was a, you know, the doorbell cameras. There's also companies that allow you to remotely open your garage door, you know, with through Wi-Fi. So you can install something like that, and it's very inexpensive, under $50 to get one of these devices. And then you get the delivery, you know, you get the carrier says, text me when you're at my house, I'll open the garage door for you. And then you can open your own garage door from your phone and then have it shut when the carrier leaves. So there's lots of things you can do in that regard. They also have things called delivery lockers, which are sort of these lid, you know, like it looks like a little footstool sort of locker. You can get them in different sizes, but it has a coded locked entry to it. So then you can put that code in there. They'll type in the code, put your package inside this box, and shut it. Those are great. A lot of people don't like them to have them on the porch, and I've said to people, they're like, I don't want that big thing on my porch. I'm like, why are you putting it on the porch? Put it on the side of your house, put it in the backyard, put it wherever you want. It just needs to be somewhere in your house. Tell them where it is. They'll come. They'll drop your package. It's nice and secure. It's heavy enough that nobody can run away with it.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about these lockers, and I've seen people make their own as well. It's and you mentioned this earlier, and I wish I had brought more to the subject. There's a psychological aspect. When we talked about the video cameras, putting a sign up saying there's video cameras, there's a psychological, you know, there's a deterrent there. And if you have the box in this particular case, this is an out of sight, out of mind. The box is always there, but nobody knows whether it's got a package inside of it, and it's a deterrent in and of itself.
It is. And that the biggest thing is getting it out of sight, because then the crime of opportunity isn't there. The other thing, too, is, and I always mention this, is that if you're expecting something large, expensive, something very valuable that you don't want to lose, it's probably worth it to have it delivered, you know, directly to someone and require a signature, or more importantly, just there's a lot of mailbox companies around town, you know, the ones in the strip malls and stuff like that where you can get like a P.O. box or whatever. Just have it sent to them, usually for a fee somewhere under $10. They'll accept delivery. You don't even have to call them ahead of time. They can just accept it. You show up, identify yourself, say, I had a package here. They'll charge you, and off you go, and now you know your package is secure. The other thing, too, is if you live in any sort of apartment complex or community that has like an office area, or, you know, like a registration office, rental office, see if they accept packages. You know, it might cost you a plate of cookies for a thank you, but other than that, those are the type of things that we're just not thinking about. We're just having these things thrown on our front doorstep and just hoping that by the time we get there, it'll still be there.
Yeah, and that you just said it. You just nailed it. Throw something on the porch and we hope it's still there when we get there. And in this world and day and times when cars are being pilfered on a regular basis, just to, you know, it's just a course of business now. It's distressing. Here's the problem. One of these, Doug Parisi is joining us. He is the director of training at Safe Defend. Is you don't have your notifications turned on, or maybe you do, and they say, oh, that package has been delivered, and you go home and say, oh, cool, it's going to be there, the new Xbox, and it's not there. So did somebody steal it, or did somebody deliver it maybe to the wrong house through some type of shipping error? How do you handle this end as opposed to suddenly making accusations when there could have just been a simple mistake? How do you wade through that mess?
Well, I can tell you this, like, and you mentioned the delivery notifications, and one of the things I think I forgot was, if you're sending a package, if I'm sending one to you, Tom, I should turn delivery notifications for you on as well, so that you're the one, the recipient, it's more important that you know it's there. So that's the other thing that we don't plan ahead, is when we're entering that in. But most of the carriers, probably under $50 to $100, they're just going to resend it. It's a lot easier for them. What they really want, though, and you got to understand, is they're in the business to make money. And if all of a sudden they're repackaging, sending things twice, having to deal with your, you know, issue in order to even just to get it redone, that's costing them money and time and work effort. So their goal is to get that package to you the first time out. Most of the time, it's a loss leader, and they'll take it. If it gets to be expensive stuff, then they're going to require things like the police report, so they know if it's false or something like that, then, you know, you're involved, because you'd be lying to the police if something else happened. So they'll take it as long as they get a police report. But all of this takes time. All of this prevents you from getting the package when you want it. And so these are the type of things that prior planning prevents us from losing our packages.
All right, so let's talk about this minute, because I usually, it's never happened to me. But I can see myself thing. I ordered that thing. I knew it was valuable. I didn't take care of it. It's my fault. I'm an idiot. I mean, I can see myself just literally, well, that's what you get for being stupid. And say, should I call the cops? Well, I shouldn't, because it's my fault in the first place for not taking considerations here. But what about this? Something goes missing. Is there a dollar amount? Say, look, after this dollar amount, man, you need to call the police. You need to make a report.
Well, I think you need to call all the time. And the reason is some of the times, and these are the worst parts, porch fires, they actually follow the drivers and then write down several of the addresses, and then they'll go through and scoop up a whole, you know, row of packages. And we need to know that that's happening, because most of these trucks have cameras on them. And then, like you said, neighborhoods have Ring. And so the police might start canvassing an entire neighborhood and be able to get the descriptor, because they know that four or five packages were taken off of one street. Whereas if only one person calls, there might not be as much, desire to go after the packages. So if we all of a sudden see four or five on the same street, it might be worthwhile that the police are going to start looking into it. But the bigger thing is, most of those trucks, if they actually think that someone was following them, they have cameras on the back of them to let them know who's doing this.
Yeah. So do you think, as a rule, people that do this, the porch pirate, they go out and size the neighborhood up before they go in, as a rule?
Not generally. I think most of them are crimes of opportunity, where people just start driving around and they're just looking for packages, and that's why it's so important to keep them out of sight. Remember, you can make a phone call under, I think it's most municipalities, like $100, you can make a report of a theft over the phone or damage, you know, to your house. And so that's the biggest thing. So yes, everybody, every time a package comes up missing, you need to track it, because they also might be subsequent days or a certain area of hotspots where now all of a sudden they know over this week there's been 20 packages in the neighborhood. They know that they've got a problem specific to that neighborhood. And you might end up having to be kids in the neighborhood or something like that that they're able to target. So you should always report the theft to the police if something does go missing.
You know, a weird thing happened in my house, Doug. My significant other left her Jeep doors unlocked, and the car got pilfered. And about 3 weeks later, they brought the stuff back, so I'm reasonably sure they didn't like her CD collection.
That's probably it. I've just looked at the stuff and said, not valuable.
Nah, but they brought it back. I've never once ever heard say, apparently they don't like Paul McCartney and Wings, who I found into my car again this morning, but they kept the duct tape and the scissors. There's no logic to this.
Yeah, but my supposition on that would be that some kid who whose parents caught him and made him take it back but didn't want to make a big deal of it. But you bring up a good point, and that is, people don't think about this. If you have a garage door opener in your car and you park your car outside, you need to start taking that garage door and opener in with you inside. That's the biggest thing that's been happening lately, is you break in, and all of a sudden I want to get in your garage. All I can do is break a window. Makes it pretty easy, and then it looks like I'm, you know, supposed to be there because the garage door is opening. And that's where, again, getting back to that app, you know, you kind of need to get away from the old-fashioned garage door openers and get the one that goes on your phone. You plug that in, and all of a sudden your phone's with you at all times, and there's no way they can go from your car into your garage. So those are the type of things we're looking for, to help people keep safe to prevent thefts that's going to get bigger by going into your house.
Great suggestion. I wish I'd thought of that first, but then you're the professional, and he is. I was kidding with Doug before we went on the air. I said, either you're overqualified for this interview or I'm underqualified to conduct it. But I really, Doug, I appreciate you and your years of law enforcement and training. He does protection when it comes to shootings and businesses, things along this line, with Safe Defend. He's the director of training and our guest this morning. Doug, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. If people want more information, safedefend.com. We have lots of blogs and information on how to, you know, do a lot of different things for safety, for virtual online stuff and all that. We're really just wanting people to start thinking about their own safety and not just assuming everything's going to be okay.